This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar has achieved 66% voter coverage so far, with the final deadline set for the 25th of this month. As of 6 p.m. yesterday, over 5.22 crore enumeration forms, that is 66.16% of the total 7.89 crore electors in the state, have been collected since the voter list revision drive began on June 24. The Election Commission of India has credited this progress to strong voter participation and the efforts of nearly 78,000 booth-level officers, along with over 4 lakh volunteers helping elderly, differently abled and vulnerable citizens. The Supreme Court yesterday permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. However, the Apex Court also directed the Commission to, in the interest of justice, consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, Ration Card and Voter ID Card during the ongoing revision process. NASA has announced that the return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin on July 14. Speaking at a press conference, Steve Stitt, manager of NASA's commercial crew program, said that undocking from the International Space Station is scheduled for July 14, with a splashdown expected several hours later in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. Group Captain Shukla is currently on a 14-day mission aboard the International Space Station. His mother, Asha Shukla, has expressed pride and joy as he prepares to return after successfully completing his space mission.
बहुत ज्यादा एक्साइटेड है, बहुत ज्यादा खुशी हो रही कि कितनी जल्दी वो पल आए कि बच्चा हमारा वापस आए और हम लोग मिले उससे जाकर के। प्रार्थना ही भगवान से करते हैं कि सकुशल वापस आए, पौधा भी रोपा है, मूंग अंकुरित किया है और मेथी दाना अंकुरित किया है, घर आएंगे तो स्वागत करेंगे वहां फैला के।
The annual Kanwar Yatra for the holy month of Shravan begins today. During the pilgrimage, lakhs of devotees travel to sacred sites like Haridwar, Gomukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to collect the holy waters of the Ganga River. To ensure smooth conduct of the yatra, the governments of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand have made elaborate arrangements for the safety and convenience of the pilgrims. Additional Director General of Uttarakhand Police Law and Order, Dr. V. Murugeshan, said that the police force has been instructed to remain alert and all necessary security measures have been put in place.
बहुत दूर दूर से हमारे श्रद्धालु लोग आते हैं, उनका सुरक्षा व्यवस्था और सब कुशल अपने वापस लौटने की सुरक्षा को लेकर हमारा पुलिस फोर्स का यही निर्देश है कि कहीं पे भी संदिग्ध वस्तु संदिग्ध आदमी रहते हैं, सतर्क रहे, उनको तुरंत चेक कराया जाए। जो हमारी सीमावर्ती प्रदेश की जो पुलिस फोर्स है उन लोगों के साथ संवाद हो गया है, हमने उनसे ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि जो भी कावड़ आ रहे हैं वो अपना आईडी कार्ड रखें और कोई ऑब्जेक्शनेबल आइटम्स जैसे कि बैट है, बाला है, जैसे नकली चीज है सब न लाए।
According to the administration, nearly 70 million devotees are expected to take part in the Kanwar Mela, which will continue till July 23rd. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States will impose a 35% tariff on imports from Canada next month and planned to impose blanket tariffs of 15% or 20% on most other trade partners. In a letter released on his social media platform, President Trump told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney that the new rate will come into effect on 1st of August and will go up if Canada retaliated. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. An orange alert has been issued for 20 districts of Madhya Pradesh, warning of very heavy rain. And in cricket, host England will resume their first innings play today at the overnight score of 251-4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.